Hello again. Ian Cottier here, as always on a Monday night, and I'm bringing you the very best of brass band listening. There's a strong theme line tonight, illustrating the international, indeed the worldwide reach of the brass band. So, off we go with a march that puts that idea very plainly. It's called Around the World. And when I mention the worldwide reach of banding, that march says it all, because early in the last century, 1908 at a guess, Bessers of the Barn made exactly that journey, being the first British band to visit Australia. So who better to play the march than Bessers themselves? And that was Bessers of the Barn playing Around the World, just to underscore the huge undertaking such a tour must have been over 100 years ago. And to pursue that theme, the next track features an Australian band, the Melbourne Staff Band, and very good they are, as this challenging piece shows. It's by Martin Cordner, and it's called Flashpoint. Thank you. Flashpoint, featuring the Melbourne Staff Band of Australia. And from Melbourne on the Pacific coast, we travel north in that almost unimaginable great land to Brisbane and the Brisbane Excelsior Band. And the worldwide flavour doesn't just stop there, because the solo by euphonium Ashley Gittins is music set in America. It's by Nicholas Brodsky, Be My Love. Brisbane Excelsior Band. And so we continue to pursue this theme of the worldwide reach of brass banding, not just in the locations of the bands and the national affiliations of the composers, but the subject matter of the compositions themselves. Here's a work specifically composed by Rodney Newton for Lower Sexual Bands, and it's called World Tour, and it comes in four very, very short movements: The Leaving of Liverpool, Chicago Rag, Pacific Paradise, and Australian Walkabout and Homeward Bound. Doing the honours is Professor Nicholas Childs conducting Black Dyke.
Thank you.
Rod and Newton's World Tour. At this point, a change from the theme of travel, although not absolutely, as many listeners will readily recognise the adagio from Cacciatorian's ballet Spartacus and Phrygia, the story of an escaped slave's rebellion against Roman rule. Very, very popular, but what, if any, is the connection with world travel?
Thank you.
the Adagio from Spartacus and Phrygia, played by, well, the National Band of New Zealand. And then a further connection with world travel. Many listeners will remember that music as the theme of the television maritime series The Onegin Line. And so, with the shipping line available, as it were, let's take a voyage through the South Pacific.
Thank you.
Well, if we've got a shipping line already straining at its moorings, it would be a waste not to continue our Pacific Odyssey and make the long journey from the South Pacific Islands and fetch up in Canada, where we might very well encounter some Canadian folk music as we travel coast to coast across that wonderful land. Music that forms the basis for Morley Calvert's Canadian Folk Song Suite. Here are two movements, once again very short, from Newfoundland and Quebec, respectively.
Thank you.
Well, from Quebec, where does that take us? My choice is down the great St. Lawrence River and the New England coast to New York. And after a hectic spell of sightseeing there, relax while the band plays John Philip Sousa's Manhattan Beach.
Thank you.
It would be a pity, I think, for a visit to the United States to begin and end in New York. I know what we'll do. Let's take the A train or the Chattanooga Choo Choo and get off somewhere at random, say Tuxedo Junction. And so we do. And with a bit of advice from a friendly local called Stephen Foster, we decide against a multi-story hotel and make our way to a homely guest house to a genuine American welcome from the lady of the house, known locally as Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. Thank you. And that, for the time being at least, brings us to the end of a fascinating journey. Time for bed, I think, but not before, at our hostess Jeannie's suggestion, we drop into a very welcoming mission house, just in time to hear the gospel choir singing The Old Rugged Cross. Good night.